Hi there, and welcome to this week. How are you doing? Hope you're doing fine. I am in the car at 3 in the afternoon with the air conditioner on full blast. I did not pre-cool the car, so it's quite toasty inside, and only because there's the subject of our discussion today. A Model S Tesla sitting beside me. This is a car that you can pre-cool. You can. From an app. Okay. So you're probably wondering, what am I talking about? How to get a Tesla? Of course, you can just order them online, right? Go to Tesla.com and configure your car and place your order and you're done. But what I'm talking about is for those of you who may not have the finances to just go in there and grab a car of this sort, how do you do it? Is it magical? No, it's not, but it takes work. Now, here is one way you can do it. Now, some people think that the car, the Model 3, which is the least expensive of the Teslas that are out there, the Model S, the Model X, the Model 3, Model Y is not out yet, but that's the next model to hit. Also, the Roadster should be out pretty soon. So, of these, what is the one that I would get initially? The Model 3, because it's a car that is a good entrance into the electric vehicle market. Right now I am driving a Prius Model 3, and it's a Prius C. C stands for city. And it's a great car. It's a hybrid. As you probably know, the Toyota Prius, all of them are hybrids. A lot of Toyota's cars now are hybrids. A lot of the cars out there are hybrids. And one thing I didn't know, this you might want to look up, because it's fact, and I didn't know it. It just like surprised the socks off me, is that China is one of the biggest manufacturers, probably the biggest manufacturer of electric cars. And I see a Model X right in front of me here. That is the SUV of Tesla's, like the gull wing design, you know. We have one in town that's a white one predominantly, but that's not the one. Because the one I was going to talk about belongs to one of the hotels in town, and they kind of use it as a luxury vehicle to take you from one place to the other. This one is just, you know, somebody owns it, or their car. Pretty cool. Has a normal license plate, not some weird thing on there. Now, I say weird because people that get these cars, what they normally tend to do is, and what I probably would do too, for the license plate, they get like a personalized license plate to kind of diss the gas-guzzling cars, or what they call the ICE cars, the internal combustion engine cars. And you don't really have to do that. But some people do. They come up with these license plates that are like, no ICE, or no gas, or EV car, you know, cool things like that. But this X that's right next to me here is just, you know, it looks like it got the license plate that was next in line at the Department of Motor Vehicles. So good, right? Good on them. Now that particular car, the X, which is the SUV of the Teslas, runs about $81,000-$82,000. The Model 3, the one I'm talking about, is $30,000+. Did you know that? Probably the price of the car that you're looking at getting into. This car is the same, and guess what? The range on the car is the same as the range on the car you're probably looking at to put a tank of gas in. Okay, so your tank of gas might go 50 miles further. than the electric car. But don't you think that you normally stop somewhere along the highway and byway 50 miles short of running out of fuel? Of course you do. Probably way before that. You know, you say, oh man, I wish I had a coffee now. So you stop. Or you want to get out and go to the bathroom, some crazy thing like that. And that is the time that you can find a supercharger around on the big network of superchargers. If you don't know what these are, they're quick chargers for these electric cars, for the Teslas. Now, there are other charging companies and charging stations out there, but these things are built especially for Tesla. They'll charge up your car in no time. In other words, the time that you get out of the car, go to the bathroom, maybe walk over to the Starbucks or McDonald's or wherever you're going to get some sort of refreshment. By the time you get it back in your car that's sitting there charging for all this time, you'll probably be, if you're absolutely out, you'll probably be back up to 75-80% of your tank, of your battery power. And that's incredible. So there is already a network in place and electric charging stations in place. Everything's in place for you to invest in an electric vehicle and not feel like you're buying something that's way before its time. I mean, the time is now. And the people that are driving these things will tell you, anyone that owns a Tesla will tell you, you should buy one, right? I think in my lifetime of Teslas, the only time I heard someone negative is somebody that, I don't know, they had a bunch of cars and this was just one of them, and they, for some reason, they thought that there wasn't enough availability at the charging stations, and there is. As a matter of fact, as you're driving, the cool thing is you can see in real time how many vehicles are already at that charging station that you're driving to. So you can select, you know, okay, you know what? Maybe I'll go like 20 miles ahead and go to this other charging station that only has two cars there. Imagine if you're pulling into Costco gas, right? The gas station part of Costco. And this display on your car told you exactly how many cars were in line there and when was the best time to go to get your car filled up. That's exactly what the Tesla app does on your car, the Tesla charging part. When you look for superchargers, you just click on it on the screen and it automatically tells you how many stations are plugged into cars, how much they have left by bars, little bars on the display. Shows you, oh, that guy's almost full, so he's not going to be there much longer. Because what happens at a supercharger, if you stay there plugged in past when your car is topped off, it will start charging you a bonus. It'll start charging you in double time. I'm not sure if it's double, but it'll charge you more. Okay? So you can, like, take your car off that thing and go park it somewhere and let somebody else use the supercharger. It's pretty smart technology, actually. So if you want to use the Tesla financing that's available on the site, you have to have okay credit. Makes sense, totally, right? And I think the lowest down payment you can put on that is $2,000. So what I'm thinking here, if you really want to get into this car, and it'll show you what the payments are, probably around $500-$600, depending on how many years you go. And how much you can put down on the car, right? And what you want on it. Now I'm talking $500-$600 for the full self-driving car, the automatic pilot, the autopilot plus full self-driving. I mean, this thing will drive itself when the time comes. That's like a $5,000 to $7,000 upgrade on the car. So imagine the car being one price, and then adding something on it that allow it to drive itself for another $5,000 to $7,000. All right. There may be benefits, maybe incentives from your local, not local, but your state government for electric vehicles, some sort of a tax rebate, which means you don't get the money back until you file your taxes. And then you, when you file your taxes, you get this rebate of, you know, however much it is. It could be in the thousands, all right? So that's another advantage of having this car, because there's no emissions, absolutely none. Never have to change oil on this car either. Never, right? So just think of that. And now there's, you know, since these cars have been running around, the Teslas, for 6-7 years, they're getting on up there. Some are 100,000, 200,000, 300,000 miles with no obvious degradation and hardly any in anything, including the battery, right? These batteries love to be used and misused. So you don't wear the battery out. Maybe a teeny bit of degradation over that time. Can you believe that? These things love the abuse. So it's not like, you know, the old times when we had the rechargeable batteries that you only could charge them up so many times, and then it was like, won't take a charge anymore. What do I do? My flashlight won't take a charge anymore. You know, the battery only lasts for like 10 minutes. Even on some of the early phones, right? Remember that? You plug it in, as soon as you unplugged it, start going down real fast. This is totally different. These are batteries that are designed for this kind of work. Of course, the phone batteries at that time were designed for that too, but that's only the technology we had at the time. Now you have newer technology, newer chemicals that they're using inside these batteries. So they still work on the basis of lithium ion. But there are some other chemicals involved, other minerals involved, that allow for much longer battery life. So, once you invest in one of these cars, the lifetime of the car is just incredible. I mean, you know, I'm not sure why, but this is the way Tesla's doing it. They're selling these cars for this cheap, $33,000 and around that, and they'll last for 1,000,000 miles or more. Who knows? Could. Not saying yours will. Wheel may fall off as soon as you get it, but that's human engineering right there. But for the most part, they're finding that these cars last a long, long time, much longer than internal combustion, which is a very inefficient engine. We all knew that, but it was the best we had at the time, right? Electric is not perfect. There is some heat generated with electric motors, batteries. But the efficiency is so much better than the internal combustion engine that this thing lasts, and there's not that much friction going on there. No explosions, nothing happening. No need to change oils, right? The only thing you'll change on this thing is the windshield wiper. Matter of fact, you won't even change that. You'll just fill it up when it runs out. So there you go. How to get one? You can put that $2,000 down on a credit card, and that's your down payment, or borrow it from Uncle Jim. And then put that down on your car, make your payments, pay Uncle Jim back, pay your credit card back, and the money you save in gas and oil will more than pay for your interest on your credit card and paying Uncle Jim back. Not saying it'll make the total payment of the car, but it will be worth the extra money, right? In other words, the payment on a car like this, on your internal combustion engine car, we're financing the same amount of money. So the down payment is what we're talking about. The down payment you're going to get back because you're going to be saving money on gasoline. Of course, it's going to cost you something to charge the car back up, but not near as much as it does to put gasoline inside of a car. Gasoline is expensive. and it's not very efficient. And the car wears out pretty quick. So that's one way to get your Tesla. Some people use these as Ubers and make money that way and pay, you know, drive it until they have their car payment and then use the rest of the month to drive for them. Some rent them out as Turo cars, cars on the Turo.com app, Turo. And there's just various ways you can finance this car, and those are a couple right there. So go on out, take a look, take one for a test drive. I don't have a code for you that you can use to get free charging miles at the chargers, but there's lots of people out there that do. So ask somebody, go online, go on Twitter and find a Tesla owner and ask for a referral code, and that way you'll get free miles. Okay. Free miles, what does that mean? That means you can drive your car halfway across the state, pull into a supercharger, and you won't have to pay for filling up, okay, your electricity. I think until it gets to like 1,000 miles, and then after 1,000 miles, then that's all the free stuff you get. But it's an incentive to go out there and buy the brand new car. Yeah, and also your friend will get 1,000 miles as well. All right, take care. It's a beautiful day in Naples, Florida. Hope you're doing well, and have a great afternoon.